Megan Woods is a brand new artist to Life 100.3, and her song, The Truth, is pretty amazing. Megan Woods joins us right now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing awesome. Megan, first of all, tell us a little bit about the song, The Truth. Why you wrote it and what it means to you.
Yeah, well, I wrote this song about my deepest struggles. You know, I believe that we all go through times where we feel unworthy or unaccepted or unloved. And this song is about the truth of what God says about us and how God sees us. And once we know that truth, it allows us to walk out in freedom. And so my heartfelt prayer is that this song would just drown out the lies of the enemy and that it would serve as a daily reminder of God's truth. Mm-hmm. And I hope it brings you comfort and strength and the assurance that you are so deeply loved by God.
Yeah, even as Christians, we can get caught up believing lies about who we are, right?
Yeah, there was a season where, actually most of my life, where I really did believe the lies. And it's still something I struggle with, you know, every day. I think we all do as human beings. And, you know, I think it's just so important to remind ourselves daily, basically what the song is saying, like, we are children of God. We are so loved by a God who's good when we're not good enough. So I think it's just one of those songs that has really become an anthem in my life. So it's just really cool how it's become an anthem in everyone else's life, too.
Well, we want to get to know you, Megan. You're a new artist. You're a young artist. How did you get your start in music?
Well, I've been singing since I was 4 years old around the house. And I don't come from a musical family, but I come from an amazing family who grew me up to know God. And I was going to church, but I lost my way around high school or junior high-ish. So I kind of wandered off and, you know, was just doing secular music. And I just wanted to sing pop music. And it wasn't until about 4 years ago or 5 years ago, I started going back to church and I started leading worship. And so I literally heard God tell me while I was leading worship, you're going to sing for me. And shortly after, I was posting online, I was posting covers. I had absolutely no following at all. And my manager found me through a hashtag and he had told me that he was a Christian manager. And so we started working ever since. And it was a very intense feeling. You know, it felt like God was not just like poking me, hey, maybe you should do this. Like, he was grabbing me by the shoulders and it just felt like so intense. And yeah, I've been singing about Jesus ever since. And I moved to Nashville about 2 years ago. I started writing, signed with my amazing label, Fair Trade Services, and been writing music since.
Well, what have you heard back from people who have heard this song and it's impacted their life? Could you share a story?
Yeah, well, one that comes to mind is, actually, this was 2 years ago. I sang this song. It was actually one of the first times I really sang it live because I've had this song for a while. And I was performing it and there's this girl named Carmen who is 18 years old. And she actually came up to me right after the show and she told me that she was planning on ending her life that night, but she heard the song and my story, and she decided not to. And then shortly after that night, I went on social media, and she had tagged me, and she put in, like, all capital letters, like, Jesus Christ is my Savior, you know, like, basically, like, I believe in Jesus, and, you know, she got saved that night, so that's one that always sticks with me. I think that was the first moment where I really realized how powerful this song could be, you know, because I wrote it out of my struggles. So I thought like, wow, this could really help what I'm going through, but I just didn't realize the impact it could really have until that moment. And then also too, recently online, there's been this woman named Joy who's been messaging me, and she just opened up to me about her struggle. She's going through cancer and she lost all of her hair. And she told me that when she looks in the mirror, you know, it's hard for her to like recognize herself, but she has to remind herself like, that doesn't change my identity. Like just because I don't have hair right now and I'm going through this trial, like that doesn't change how God sees me and like who I am in Christ. And that's one that really stuck with me. But there's been so many mind-blowing stories I've been hearing. Just that this song has really changed their life and that it's just helping them walk through whatever struggle. And what's so cool is it's like no matter what age, like there's been, you know, teenagers that reach out to me. There's been, you know, someone that's in their 70s that had shared with me, like, I still struggle with my identity. and I'm 73 years old, you know? And so it's just really cool just how it's just bridging generations, you know?
The song is called The Truth by new artist Megan Woods. Megan, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much for having me.